This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Okay, TJ is going to join us in a couple of minutes. I wanted to pass along something. You can do what you like. I thought it was something fascinating. I hadn't thought of this, but I think it's an interesting word of caution from a Tigers reporter, insider. I don't know if you guys like Cody Stavenhagen or not for The Athletic, but he said something that, admittedly, I didn't think of this, and it's a very good point. So shout out to Cody, I guess. I want to read this to you, but basically, he warns that Scott Harris's prospect-obsessed mindset could land Detroit in the same place as this year's Baltimore Orioles, who were shockingly and excruciatingly bad. Why? They didn't go out and spend on pitching. They didn't go out and insulate the lineup. They trusted a lot of their super kids, and whether it's Jackson Holliday or Colby Mayo or any of these other guys, they trusted all the kids. How'd it go? It was a disaster.
That's a great comment.
Well, here's what Stavenhagen said. Quote, "I don't think teams around the league were thrilled at the Tigers," citing that teams don't like dealing with Scott Harris. "Every year this time of year, I hear Scott Harris is difficult to deal with from a baseball perspective. The Tigers are a hardline negotiating organization. I worry relationships are eroding with other clubs when it could hurt the Tigers in future deadlines." The word "embarrassing" was thrown out in regards to the Tigers' deadline around the league. Listen, I think it's an interesting comp. The fact that, look, they're sitting here today. They still have Skubal. Mm-hmm. Why? Even if they wanted to trade him, they're impossible to deal with. It's like they want to make a deal that's wholly unfair. Okay.
No, I like that because we all thought Baltimore was going to take the next step with all the young guys, the kids they had, and they fell on their face hard.
Big time. And again, it's just pointing it out, and this was on Tiger Territory, which I assume is a podcast. But it's very interesting of, look, you're hoarding your prospects, you won't do equitable business, and you're going to go down with the ship. And, you know, Stavenhagen cites it. Scott Harris has gotten pretty lucky with a couple of things that have taken place. As good as he's been, where retooling the minors, good drafting, seemingly getting this farm system in a good place, those are skills. Some of the luck factors are you take the job and Tarek Skubal blossoms into the greatest pitcher in the league. Mm-hmm. Nobody had that on their bingo board 3 years ago, right? You look at some of the who dat, and then the guy ends up turning into something. He's gotten lucky. Well, the luck doesn't stay that way. It's no different than Brad Holmes drafting. What did we talk about? Brad Holmes was headed for regression. Why? Because unless he's Jesus, you don't hit 100% of your first two-round draft picks.
This is true.
What's happened the last 2 years? So, interesting note. There's no death sentence here. It's just from someone who covers the team. And it's something I admit I wasn't smart enough to think of. But don't get too seduced, because you can find yourself in a tough spot.
That's a good cop.
David, a few ticket texts, if you'd be so kind.
Yeah, some text on Sam Darnold. Someone says, I'd rather take 44-year-old Philip Rivers over Sam Darnold.
Now I'm going to stand up for bum-ass Ginger. You can't take a grandpa over Chris Claus or whatever, the Christmas guy. Chris Kringle.
Someone said, the college athlete fight song is Money by Pink Floyd. That is Don in Phoenix. You guys are talking about my Broncos, and I am in heaven. That is from AJ.
AJ, we want to thank you.
I'm going to tell you right now, Mike may sing the Western Michigan fight song. He is so Broncoed up.
I do like this Lance Taylor. He's running a really good program, improved record 3 straight years. He's going to have more players drafted than Michigan State. Think about that.
Asking a lot. I mean.
Buddy, I'm making a point that if you're in the MAC and you have multiple players getting drafted, that's saying something.
No, it is.
And they have a really good system. They're hard to play against. And he looks mean. I like coaches that look mean. Again, I had Mr. Rogers coaching my team.
Yeah, but Mr. Rogers beat him.
Barely.
It was week one, and they weren't even running their current offense.
Correct.
I love how Rico just loses all context in the name of a good zinger.
I wonder where I learned that from.
It's the 1980s commercial. The dad brings in like a pile of crack.
Right.
Where did you learn how to do this? Not the fact his kid had crack. Well, I learned it by watching you. Okay, so now dad's a crackhead? Mm-hmm. Why is he dressed for the office? How many crackheads are holding down office jobs?
You'd be amazed.
Kenny,
be amazed.
Kenny, you want us to fire up that commercial for you?
No.
It's amazing.
Is this another Kenny Reacts moment here?
No, Kenny, it ranks right up there with the whole, this is your brain. This is your brain on drugs.
I hated that commercial.
So do I. Any questions?
Remember when the kid was melting on the couch because he smoked too much weed?
What?
He was like, there was a melted kid just sitting on a couch, and this is what happened.
You know, there's a true story where somebody ended up, like, attached to their couch and died. And they had to, like, take the whole couch out with the body.
Well, I was trying to bring back a funny memory, but now you're talking about people
dying.
Well,
you said he melted on the couch.
What? Melted on the couch. Never heard of that one.
Happy holidays. All right, go ahead.
Rico, it's the holiday season. Nobody needs to hear your lies. Eli. You know you wouldn't pick Sam Darnold.
Not over Combine guy.
Well, he's going to lead him to a Super Bowl, so you're right.
Thank you.
Top 5 quarterback.
Thank you.
I think this one you can agree with, though. This is Raymond in Commerce. Sam Darnold is Carson Palmer.
No, because Carson Palmer was a league MVP who broke his leg in a home playoff start off the bye week, and his career wasn't the same.
I don't know what it'd be. I'm trying to think. What would be a good comp for Darnold?
Why don't you spend the afternoon coming up with a comp for that ginger bum? Why don't you do that? Come up with a comp for Sam Darnold.
Maybe he's Eli.
Here's mine.
Eli Manning?
Bag of garbage.
Eli Manning?
Yeah, honestly. Pull up Eli's numbers. I bet you Darnold's aren't that dissimilar. 97-1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
John, we've kind of buried the lead here. We hit on some of the games last night. We haven't talked about Scott Harris's comments from yesterday.
No.
What I'd like to do is play two pieces of audio for people. We have more than two clips, but I just want to start with two. And
do we want to set the premise of what we would like to have happen? I think everybody knows it.
Yeah.
Left side of the infield,
right-handed bat.
Yeah, something that's productive, something a little proven.
Generally, just any offensive improvement. Like, I really feel like they've lowered the bar where we'd be happy with literally anybody who swings a bat, and they don't even really want to deliver on that. So anyway, Scott Harris, names are the same, but the team's different. So then, just to be clear, the names aren't similar. The names are the same.
Mm-hmm. So Cole Keith. That's Cole Keith.
Yeah, they didn't like... genetically alter him or something.
Keith Colt.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to go last name first. Sweeney Trey.
John, is this acceptable and who is he fooling?
I'm all for guys in the offseason getting better. But what are we talking about? What is the leap that we are expecting? So, Spencer Torkelson. Was he better this year than the year before? Yes. Was Riley Green better than the year before? Because he's still a young player. And I would say in some regards, yes, but in a lot of other regards, no. And it's just, you're playing around with the margins. You're playing around with and marginally better. Does marginally better for Colt Keith and marginally better for Parker Meadows get you further in the playoffs or competing for a World Series?
The way he talks, it's like he thinks they invented player development, that they're the only team where their internal guys will get better. John, like, it's the same team that fell short in the same spot the last 2 years. The tone at the end of the season was very different. We have some audio from AJ Hinch. This is what A.J. Hinch had to say at the end of the season, that press conference where they spoke for an hour and really just let it all hang out. John, I have a really hard time understanding how the manager says, we can't be naive enough to run it back.
What do you think his reaction was?
And now the team president of baseball ops is saying, yeah, the names are similar, but it's not the same team.
I am really curious if we were able to give AJ some true serum, what would he think or what is he thinking and saying behind the scenes about the comments and the actions? Now, free agency is not over. The season's not starting. There's still plenty of time. But that's what he's saying now,
yeah,
he's telling you.
Look, all we can go off of is what he says, what insiders have reported, and what he's done. And all would lead you to believe that they are going to run it back, even though that's the very thing the manager said we can't be naive enough to do. So I'm going to try to keep the blood pressure down personally, but if you guys are all worked up about this, 248-539-9797, how is this acceptable and who is he fooling? John, what do you think people are saying on the text this morning?
About Scott Harris?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure it's not. Let it play out. That's not even what I'm willing to say. So it's the opposite of that. Do something.
How about lying sack of bleep? That's the first one I see when I look down. Harris is delusional. Management is clueless.
It's unbelievably frustrating knowing that, okay, you flipped a switch in 24, right around the All-Star break, really even later than that, after the trade deadline.
Yeah, August on.
And, okay, you make it to the second round, you win a wild card series, then you do the same thing this year, and with a little bit more juice at the end, at the beginning of the season, it kind of flipped the script from the year before. But they still get to the same place. And I go back to the things that Scott Harris said, that, hey, when we're ready to win, the resources will be there. If getting to the same place and winning a wild card series, as AJ Hinch said, against a good team, and then going to the as long as you could possibly go, 15 innings in game five. And did it raise an eyebrow for you when he said one more pitch? And think, well, you could have had a couple more pitches from the Cy Young winner. But it's like, okay, when is that time? When are you ready to win? Do you have to get to the ALCS before you're ready to say, okay, now we'll go all in?
It's a great point. Whether it's a hot start or a hot finish, the result was the same. An exit in game five of the ALDS. And it was the same problem. You could say one more pitch, but John, they couldn't get a big knock in those games. Both games four and games five against Cleveland in 24 and in 15 innings against Seattle last season. And we were all on the same page. It was a united front. Hell, even AJ Hinch in the audio we play where he says we can't be naive enough to run it back. That was seared into my brain. Okay, great. We all see the issue here. Got to do a little more. Well, now I'm hearing from team president. Well, it might look like the same guys, but it's not the same because development.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, every team is going to sell that their guys are going to get better. You didn't invent development. You're not the first team to come up with the idea of our young players are going to get better. The point is you supplement. You do both. Remember we had him on and I said, can you do both? Well, yeah, we could do both. You haven't done both.
Well, and if you're listening to that audio, it's the same thing. Like, he clearly doesn't want to block any of those players.
Can't block Jace Young, who is famously not a major leaguer.
That's Young Jace.
Hey, so I looked it up. Last year, they signed Torres on December 27th.
Yeah.
So what if a move is like that is coming? That type of bat is added to this lineup.
When did they sign him?
It was December 27th.
We're going to get a Christmas present?
We got lost in a shuffle last year because McClellan, or Malone got fired the day before that.
Yeah.
What if that's the type of bat? I'm not saying exactly, but an efficient, you know.
Where are they going to play him?
Third base.
Who's that guy at third base?
Maybe this is bigger than Torres, but Suarez. What if he's letting the free agent market kind of settle here? There's still quite a few names that need to find a home.
There's still plenty of names that need to find a home.
But everything you're getting from him in his track record and what he says and what insiders have reported is that this is a bargain bin mentality. Band-aid deals, 1 year, maybe a club option for two. We're not going to get in a bidding war with people. We're going to operate this like we're not in contention for a World Series. Well, then don't be surprised when you don't compete for one next season. And don't be surprised when your paying customers have had enough. Do you remember how restless they were for one of those playoff games this last year? How do you think those people feel today?
Oh, I know. I get it. I'm just saying a move could still be coming. The same rhetoric was being spewed this time last year after the winter meetings and at the winter meetings, you know?
And did they do enough last offseason?
No.
Okay.
But we didn't see the Torres move coming either, and it being a pretty good move.
Why do I feel like you're spinning like this isn't a bad thing?
I'm not saying. I'm not spinning anything. I'm simply saying something could still be coming, even though, look, he's not going to tell you what he's going to do. And a move came last year. That's my point. A move came last year after they were saying the same stuff. Maybe I'm being naive here. I believe they'll do something. It may not be up to what I just said in terms of Suarez. He's a perfect 1-year contract for their timeline and not blocking. Do I agree with this, guys? No.
Right.
I'm just saying, trying to see. I would be stunned if they don't add something of some significance. It just might not be marquee.
Some more of the responses. Word salad, no other way to say it. Scott Harris sucks. Scott can't get up to the podium and say nothing, but after those comments, I actually would have preferred if he had literally just said nothing. It would match the effort. They've done nothing. That's from Tom. Scott Harris talks to the media and the fans in a condescending tone. He acts like we're a bunch of idiots and don't see through the fact that this team will not be improved over last year. It's all about ticket sales and young guys coming up and they won't say it. Jeff in a car.
Well, okay, so we know if you win, this city is going to get behind you.
Of course.
Ticket sales will be there. But if the fan base gets tired after going into a third season where you're not blocking young guys, you're hoping for player development, and there's going to be some hot streaks, there's some cold streaks, like when does the frustration set in? And even if you do hit a hot streak, fans are going to be really reserved.
Yeah, because of what happened last season and because you haven't done enough to give them reason to believe you're going to go further. Let's get to Kyle and Howell. Kyle, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I think, you know, I listened to the Scott Harris press conference for a little bit last night, and I'm like, I feel like you walk out of there having more questions than when he started. It's like he'd be a perfect politician. He just talks and talks and talks and says nothing. I think behind closed doors, management, they want to make the team better. I think we'll see a move. I mean, I would be really upset. And you guys all know what it is. You either need to trade Scoobal or you need to get something big around him. And it's just sad. I really hope that they do make a move, and I think management does. But Scott Harris is just, I don't think anybody likes him. I think he's type of guy that only a mother could love. You know?
That's well said. Kyle, let me ask you this, because you used two words there. You started off with, I believe they'll make a move, and then you finished with, I hope they make a move. Are you more hopeful, or do you actually believe that they will?
Yeah, John, I guess I'm more hopeful because, you know, last year we had Torres. We signed him, I think he said just after Christmas. I guess I'm hopeful. I guess I shouldn't say I believe. I hope I'm hopeful and I want to believe, but do I? You know, that's to be seen, I guess, in the couple upcoming weeks.
Yeah.
Kyle, I appreciate it.
Kyle nailed it there. Like, it needs to be seen. Like, the track record is going to continue to build. And we've seen it with Scott Harris. Like, the first couple of years, we're like, okay, you know, hey, we're excited about the prospects, and we're excited that they're getting better. We're excited that we're seeing them. And there just haven't been moves to get you over the hump.
Only a mother could love. It's a great line. Yeah. So, I look, we've heard a lot of dumb things at press conferences working in media, and fans now get all this stuff blasted out on social media. They can watch hour-long press conferences. I have to think the quote of, just because a lot of the names look the same doesn't mean the team is the same, might go down as one of the dumbest comments I've ever heard in a press conference.
So, at its core, like, he's not wrong.
No, but like, who are you fooling? Like, who's the shortstop? Who's the second baseman?
Right.
Who's the first baseman? Who's the catcher? It's the same bleeping team.
But, and you mentioned it earlier, like, every single team is going to give, if they're worth their salt in terms of player development, they're going to get a list of things to every single player to say, hey, we need you to improve on these things. But when you've been in the major leagues for 2, 3, 4 years, they're just marginally improving.
Like, every team that brings back the same players could say what Scott Harris just said. Yeah, I know it's the same roster, but we're going to get more out of them.
Brad Holmes could say the same from last
year. Sure.
Hey.
Although he can't. They lost Ragnow and they lost Zeitler, and he couldn't. But
the names aren't the same.
Now, I would say that, yeah, it's the same names, but Matt Vierling's going to probably add more to the team next year.
You're just trying to needle us. I'm not going to fall for that.
Oh, you've grown up? You've matured?
Let's not go that far.
I'm just asking. If Vierling's on the roster, don't you think he adds more to the team than he did last year? You're shaking your head that people can't hear that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They're going to be much, much improved.
I can. Don't you hear that bouncing around?
Rattling?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, Tom, they're going to be much improved. That's the takeaway. Because they're going to develop them all.
And it's okay.
Like, I'm not ruling out like that shouldn't be lost in the shuffle here. Cole Keith can get better, and Austin Meadows, Parker Meadows, yeah. Austin can't. Parker could get better. These things can happen, but we're talking about a sizable oomph, and those things could happen with Bo Bichette in the lineup.
Those things could happen with Alex Bregman in the lineup. And doesn't that give you a better chance to win the World Series? I don't know how you'd argue otherwise. But if you think about it the way Scott does, and it's just about getting in and then you spin the roulette wheel, why try harder? All you got to do is get in and spin the roulette wheel.
Well, and the thing, same thing we've been talking about for a couple of years now. You can do both. You can develop your young players. And, I mean, a name that hopefully at some point this year will be different will be McGonagall. But are you expecting a rookie to come in and be that effective?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'd love if he was, but let's not put all our eggs in the basket of a 20-year-old who's never played Major League Baseball while you're trying to win a World Series and Tarek Skubal's on the final year of team control. Just because a lot of the names look the same doesn't mean the team is the same. Sure, Scott.
That's Scott Harris. And again, look, I'm not in the business of really apologizing, but let me just offer you this. I don't want you to take it that I don't care. I do. I'm tired. I'm exhausted by the Tigers. I'm exhausted by this tone. I'm exhausted by the strategy, and I'm just kind of done. And if they don't want to be serious while they have the greatest pitcher on the planet, I don't have to like it. I don't have to respect it. I don't have to carry water. And I'm not going to feign excitement. I'm not going to feign that I agree. I don't. Maybe they end up right. I don't know. But I just, what is the point here? How with a straight face can you offer that in the last year of Tarek Skubal, when you've shown no willingness to re-sign him and thus far haven't traded him, while the players and the names look the same, the team's not the same? Okay. All right. Come on, man. So I'm sorry if my tone is turning you off in any way. If you agree with this stuff, you have carte blanche to call in and say why. You tell me, what do you grade the Tigers offseason right now? Gleyber back, Drew Anderson, and Kenley Jansen at age 100. Okay, there's your offseason. If I said to, let me do it this way, whiz bang pow.
Okay.
If I said to you, the last out got recorded against Seattle, season's over. Guys, don't worry. This team is going to respond. Here's the offseason. We're going to sign a guy from Korea who hasn't pitched in the major league since 2021. Mm-hmm. We're going to overpay for a 38-year-old's miracle season at closer. And then listen, here's the coup de grace. We're going to put a qualifying offer to Gleyber, and he's going to take it. Even though he can't play anywhere but second, and he doesn't play a good second. There's your offseason, guys.
I don't like how you reversed that. I don't like what you just did. Because
I don't like what you just did.
No, it almost spits into the face of your fans. Because the fans want you to be better, but it's like, no, we trust us. We don't want to get better. We just want to keep things as is. We don't want to block kids, even though you just blocked second baseman. And just be patient, because you're going to really like this product in a few years.
You know what upsets me? Let me say one thing, because it builds your point. You don't need my help. I just think this is a good thing. It's, you know why I'm extra annoyed? On a day where Bo Bichette acknowledges he's willing to play second base. Now Bo Bichette would have more optionality than Gleyber Torres. And you know what? Eventually, Bichette maybe slides to third later in his career. And I'm sitting here listening to this. Okay. I go to the people.
Yeah.
I know, and I'm admitting, you know what? Whether people like me, hate me, I admit my biases. I'm admitting to you why I'm pissed. Yeah, I'm admitting you. Maybe it sounds like a 12-year-old. Wah! Like, Bo Bichette said he'd play second today. And then the prediction is he's going to be a Yankee. And then the prediction for Kyle Tucker is he's going to be a Blue Jay.
And how did you get better?
See, what you're saying is right, Mike, because that frustrated me as well. When I saw that story earlier, I said, oh, my gosh. But here's what happened to me is the deadline came and we had this conversation. They didn't do much. They didn't do anything. And that's the day I stopped giving them credit for the Alex Bregman offseason conversation.
Yeah.
Because in my mind, it flipped to maybe they just never really wanted to sign him. They just wanted to be in the new, and we gave him all this credit. Well, at least they talked to him. At least they were in the conversation.
I'm guilty. You can direct it right at me.
I giving them credit at the deadline because I'm like, this is, they're fooling me.
Rico, it's the Morgan Freeman meme. He's right, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm guilty. You're right. And they didn't pursue him this offseason. And for the people who say, well, that would block somebody. Guys, you do recognize, on one hand, Scott Harris likes to pimp the depth of this team. So blocking someone is depth. But you can also then weaponize the depth and trade it to fill in some different spots. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to sit here and yell and scream because they didn't sign Alex Bregman this year. But the idea that they didn't sign anyone outside the organization to improve this lineup, come on, man. Really? Go to Eric, 97.1. Eric, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah, I agree with everything you're saying, like, about fans being exhausted and frustrated. You know, it's like, at what point, you know, do you start to, you know, I guess, you know, I know some people say it, but push for Ilitch to sell the Tigers and the Red Wings, you know? We've been through three, this is our third GM now, and what do we have to show for it? Absolutely nothing. You know, on top of that, you know, like you said, if you're going to keep Skubal, keep Skubal. Go out and get me a couple of right-hand bats. Do something. You know, this excuse of we have the same team and, you know, but not the same team, it's just ridiculous. And, you know,
I'm just bothered that it's Skubal's last year. So if you're not going to go all in, right, let's say he believes in the development piece. Get up there, trade Skubal, and tell people why you did it. You just say straight up, it's not best practice to pay Tarek $400 million. We love him. We wish he were here. But there's a reality of this sport. I don't believe in this. And time will tell whether I'm right or wrong. And then you just say, yeah, we believe in development. We got a great package for him. Like, Eric, if you say that, whether you agree or disagree with it, you can respect it. Now, if you sign the guy, you can respect that. But keeping him and not doing anything overly meaningful, I just, maybe I'm stupid, Eric. I just can't wrap my mind around
it. No. Hey, you and me both. You and me both make zero sense. But again, I mean, what's your opinion on that? How much longer, you know, I mean, if Mike was still around, in my opinion, he'd be turning in his grave the way his son's running these teams.
If Mike Ilitch were around, he wouldn't have a Moneyball GM. Look, a Dombrowski is a guy who comes to your town and he tries to finish the deal. And he's going to trade prospects and he's going to go all in and he needs a big budget. And look, you're going to be in a tough spot when Dave is done. But the odds are he's going to get you in World Series contention every year. I just don't believe this is a World Series team. Okay? Making the playoffs and being a World Series team are two different things.
100% agreed.
So that's, and Eric, what bugs me is every time Skubal starts, his value goes down. And he's going to walk out the door for nothing. Please, I beg of you, I don't want to hear about a comp pick who won't be here for 4 years after he's drafted. Please, can we not do that? None of us even know if we'll be alive in 2030. Just please. He's going to leave for nothing. And in the end, you're trying to tell me that you went all in and this was the offseason. Like, it just, hey, man, if they drop from the clouds and sign somebody great, we can tip our cap.
Yeah, and we could pivot and say, okay, this was the pick. This was the play. They were just trying to keep it under wraps.
You know what I don't like about it? Let me be open. Let me tell you why I resent this so much. Is that if they were in a real division, they wouldn't get away with this crap. But the fact that they are in this Salvation Army thrift store division, they get away with this. They would never. They would get demolished if they played in the AL East. They'd get demolished if they played in the NL Central, the NL West. They'd get pummeled. But they get away with it because they play at St. Leo's homeless shelter, known as the AL Central, where every team is poverty except you. Your payroll sits in the middle of Major League Baseball. The problem is the $100 million of your payroll is made up of players I don't want. I don't want Jack Flaherty. I don't want Javi Baez. I don't want Gleyber Torres. That's basically, that's $75 million right there. Mm-hmm. Or 68. Like,
and you didn't surround the team with your one Cy Young award winner, the best player in baseball.
Right. Skubal's the other $23 million. Right. That's how you end up at about $100 million. Now, I love, obviously, I love Tarek Skubal.
Right, but you're not adding to him. And it What bothers me, it doesn't seem like you have a plan for Scooble.
No, they don't.
It's just
Scooble, how about this? You know what? Let's be brazen. I don't care. Scooble was never a part of the plan. Because this plan wasn't supposed to take shape until 2027-28.
So he was the bonus. And
when things happened quicker than they expected, they're not pivoting.
We're not going to deviate. We're going to still
stay the course. We'll slowly increase payroll. We'll continue to sign these short-term deals. 1 year here, 1 year here. No commitments.
But if that's the case, then just go ahead and trade Scooble and add and get more pieces that you value and love.
And not sell tickets? How dare you? How dare you?
I yield to the senator from New York.
I'm just making a point.
No.
All right. Well,
take him to six, Mike.
All righty. We'll get to your phone calls.
David has censured me.
We'll get to your phone calls next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Four o'clock. Nice to have everybody with us. Against my better judgment and knowing it'll probably negatively impact my mood, I'm going to play some Scott Harris audio. Because anytime this guy speaks, I just get irrationally annoyed. But David has gatekept it. Rieger was kind enough to get us the audio. So we'll get to it next. But David, I want you to set it up and away we go.
We will start with the question regarding Scooble on the all-in thought, if you're keeping him.
God, why am I doing this? All right, go ahead, David.
The next question was regarding adding bats this offseason.
Hold on.
I can't do this. Can I go home?
Point of order. Point of order, David. Help me out here. I may not be the smartest person in the world. If the names are the same, how is the team not the same? If you didn't change any of the names, then that's the same team. I'm lost. Maybe I missed out. Maybe I have narcolepsy and I fell asleep during this quote. I don't know. Did I hear that correctly?
What are you, Walter Sharp?
You did. You heard that correctly. That's what he said.
Okay.
Yes. I knew this was a bad idea.
No, because I know we get accused of taking what people actually say and twisting it.
Who said that?
Oh, the whole Jared Goff conversation from yesterday. You're near the morning show?
Oh no, I don't listen.
We twisted the words.
I didn't twist anything.
He didn't say any of that
stuff. I played his audio.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. So I'm listening to this.
Cookie said that?
No, not Cookies. Jansen and Gus. and Heather.
Oh, consider the source.
I felt
bad. We're all caping up for Jared Goff. He came on air and said he was pissed.
I felt bad for Cookies. He fought the good fight. But Cookies was Jon Snow in that scene. He had the sword.
Let's stay on task or else I'm going
to interrupt. Listening to this. The names of this?
Play the audio again because now I'm so upset I've forgotten what he said.
So they just put up a new sign and it's now McDowell's instead of McDonald's.
I hate that
they got the big
this.
Mick.
All right, go to the third clip, please.
Well, he said development, so he says the young guys are coming up.
Are you asking me to speak? Look, this is, how do I phrase this politely? If I never heard him talk again, it would be too soon. The way he says things, the smarminess, the word soup, it's not for me.
Yeah, I got this, trust me.
I would just prefer to talk to a human being. I would prefer to have someone speak normally. When you're asked a question, why didn't you add a bat? Let's not do this whiz bang pow stuff. Like just own it. Like here's an idea. If you care about optionality so much, why did you offer a qualifier to Gleyber Torres who's landlocked at second? There's a start. Hey, you desperately need right-handed bats because you're too left-handed heavy. Why didn't you get in the market for name a player? Like, it just can't be everything all at once. Hey, why didn't you sign an established major league pitcher instead of going to the Korea Penal League for a guy who hasn't played since 2021 at the MLB level? These are all real questions, but it doesn't matter. This guy talks like they've won the division 9 years in a row and that they have three rings. You'd think he GM Bobby Cox's Braves in the 90s. You didn't win the division last year. You blew a 15-and-a-half game lead. You didn't win the division the year before. You had a Pixar movie. To sell to the fan base that while the names look the same, they're not the same. Look, I understand what he's meaning to say, but this is my whole point to you. He can't be put in front of a microphone. He's really bad at this. He was bad at the winter meetings. He was bad when he was sweating through his shirt on MLB Network, and he's bad again today. Some people are not meant to talk publicly. Scott Harris is one. He's bad at this. He is bad at speaking. Because even if he wants to say certain things, he can't say them in a way that doesn't enrage the average fan. Ergo, have someone else talk. You're not good at it. Oh my God, you're trying to sell to a fan base that they know the offense is small market. They know that it's money ball. They know what you're trying to sell them. They don't want it. And instead of answering the question of guys, it's very simple. I don't want to spend $200 million on one ball player. I don't believe in that approach. I don't believe it works. And we're doing it a different way. Stand on it. Say it. But to say, well, hey, guys, from the beginning, I've talked about player development. Yeah, except you haven't held to that. Think about it. You continue to trot out guys that are not major league ball players.
Well, I'm still stuck on the whole, you know, when this team is ready to win, that's when they'll go all in and start spending.
Same as when Chris Illich said, when the time's right, I'll spend big. Look, their payroll's higher this year, but here's your problem. Your second highest paid player is a bad contract that he gave Jack Flaherty that had a vesting option. Jack Flaherty is one of your three highest paid players. Your second highest paid player is a bad qualifying offer that he offered to Gleyber Torres, who violates the very principles that Scott Harris has laid out about wanting guys who play multiple positions. Gleybar does not do that. He's your second highest paid player. Your highest paid player is Javi Baez. Say no more. Then you go out, you sign Drew Anderson, you signed a 38-year-old closer, and instead of buying the dip, you bought the peak. You bought the best year Kenley's had in 4 years at age 38. Why? And all the while, you didn't address the needs. I'm still going to be looking at Cole Keith at third base. I'm still going to look at a subpar second baseman in Gleyber. And what do you want me to believe? You want me to believe that an April and May that Javi had justifies me trotting him back out there at short for a bunch this year and center for a bunch?
Yeah.
And by the way, Parker Meadows stinks. He had a terrible year. So what am I? We have the same problem with Carey and with Riley. They're the same player. Mm-hmm. You're going to be pinch hitting them. I mean, Rico, these aren't things I'm making up.
No, it's not, Mike. Same name, different team. That's going to be the motto this year.
You didn't sign Scooble. You didn't trade Scooble. And then you go out and you want to sell people that while the names look the same, they're not because Brondo has electrolytes.
Yeah. Same name. Different team. You know it's bad when you hold a press conference and you have more questions after the conference.
I don't have any questions. I know exactly what they're doing.
So, wow. Yeah.
They say that they're not naive and we're not going to run it back. Then what changed? Like, if they had gone out and said, look, guys, we understand the shiny toy theory. Fans want a big bat, but understand something. Championships are won with pitching. Mm-hmm. Meaning, let's say they went out and they had signed Michael King. Guy I really like. Former Yankee, Padre, really good pitcher. Guys, we're always going to believe in pitching. Mm-hmm. And we think the 1-2 of Scooble and Michael King, that's what's going to win your World Series, not $200 million on a bat. Look, whether you agree or disagree, you make sense of it. It's honest, whatever.
No.
They didn't help Scooble by signing Drew Anderson.
No, and I would be happy if they just came out and said, we just want to be fiscally responsible. We think it's going to be a work stoppage later, so we don't want to go all in right now. When the market gets self-corrected.
Meanwhile, the ESPN prediction today is that Bo Bichette's going to be a Yankee. Oh, and Kyle Tucker, the best free agent on the market, is going to be a Blue Jay. So I'm sorry, but I don't want to hear that. I leave it to the people. Look, they play in a poverty division. You got four different bricks of government cheese, and then there's you, right? You'll win a bunch of games. But when it comes, when the rubber meets the road, do you believe they can win a World Series? Absolutely not. But then again, if it's not about winning the World Series, then I guess they're doing exactly what they want to do. Fill the seats, give away some bobbleheads, Scooble night. Tell you they tried, lose them during a labor strike, and move along. I don't know. I don't think what I asked for this offseason is out of line. That if you're going to keep Scooble and follow the Rico plan, let's go get a couple of nice right-handed bats. Mm-hmm. And let's get a number two behind him, get a high-lever reliever. Yeah, your payroll's probably going to sit at 175 instead of 150, but okay. And instead, look at it. I got to run it back with Jack Flaherty, who had a 5.5 ERA last year. I got to hope that a guy who's pitched in Korea since 2021 is going to be a revelation. And I got to pray that Kenley Jansen, who had this miracle year in Boston last year, after looking like his career was over, that he's going to duplicate that. Mm-hmm. That's what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And their addition is Glaber, who I will go to my grave believing they did not think he'd accept the qualifying offer, but he did. How do you rate the Tigers offseason, guys? And what are your reactions to Scott Harris? I've talked enough. This is about you. You, your daiquiris, your lucky strikes, whatever you like. Puff a heater, have a daiquiri, have a time at the park. Do whatever you like. 248-539-9797. You tell us. 97.1.
This was really interesting for people who are following the Tarek Skubal story closely. And we look for any information that comes out about it. And MLB Network had Dodgers starting pitcher Tyler Glasnow on. And the topic of Scooble came up. And here is what he will mention Andrew. Andrew is Andrew Friedman, the president of baseball operations for the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. And here's what Tyler Glasnow, starting pitcher from the Dodgers, had to say about Scooble.
And I think that seems to be relatively real. I've also seen some rumors that I would get traded for him. So it's like, I don't know what to believe. And I've talked to Andrew in our front office, and they're like, no, you're not going anywhere. So they told me I'm not going to get traded, and I trust them. So that's obviously a nice feeling. But I think it'd be sick if we went out and got him. Like, he's probably one of the most unbelievable pitchers I've ever seen. And I've just heard such good things about him, too. And the Dodgers are really big on signing guys who have, like, personalities and are just like good in the clubhouse, and he'd be a perfect fit. So I mean, just to pitch along with him in the rotation would be kind of a dream. So I hope we get that done.
What's funny is I seriously am not sure I've seen a trade rumor proposed trade rumor to the Dodgers that doesn't include Glasnow.
Right.
The other direction.
So, yeah, it'd be great for him to, you know, have Scooble in that Dodger clubhouse. But if that's the case, if it's a trade, Tyler, you can come on with us every week.
I mean, look, he's... It sucks because, you know, when he says a comment like the Dodgers are big on bringing in guys who are plus personalities, I'm like, Dodgers are big on bringing in whoever they want.
Correct.
They have an $8 billion TV deal. And I think that's a real number. I think the real number is $8 billion. And so I think the Dodgers are big on getting elite players because they can afford them fivefold over a lot of other teams and probably twice as much as the Tigers can. But it would be really, really nice to see the Tigers either A, score that huge haul, or B, do something a little more aggressive to help this last year of Scooble be something special.
Or C, they will do pretty much nothing.
I said it would be nice to see.
I know.
I mean, you know, we don't need to panic farm over here, Stoney.
I'm not panicking. I'm trying to be.
That is another possibility, but I'm talking about the things that we want them to do.
Oh yeah,
want them to trade for a haul of players, or add to what they currently have.
Right.
And you know the it's nice getting Jansen coming out of the bullpen.
It's amazing he can do talk radio in the morning and still pitch.
Different Jansen, Stoney. Okay. But yes, that will help. And do you know Ben Verlander? You ever seen his tweets and stuff on social media?
He's been quiet lately. I don't know, maybe...
He said something today.
Oh, really? I don't know. Yeah. I follow him too, unless he...
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah.
Today is a great day for the Detroit Tigers to sign Alex Bregman. Do you think Ben Verlander knows something?
No.
Okay.
Because I think he said it would, last year he said it would be a great day for the Tigers to reunite with my brother.
Did they say that?
I think he said something to that. Yeah, he couldn't understand.
But I want to know what motivated Ben Verlander to tweet that.
He's been doing it since last year.
On
Bregman, yeah.
On Bregman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like not been doing it every day?
Yes, almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's his thing.
But never mind.
Yeah, it's his thing, man.
Because I don't follow him, but I haven't noticed. So he's been tweeting that.
Yeah, then he signed with Boston, obviously. And then once he opted out, I think he started doing it again with the Tigers.
Okay, I'm scrolling back. He hasn't done it lately, so there's at least that. Either way. So I guess he doesn't know anything, as your conclusion. The best of what Dan Campbell told our morning show, we will get to that next. Carson Anderson on 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.